Welcome to the Modern Magic Podcast. I'm Marin, an astrologer, author, and cosmological thought leader. Here we're inquiring about the structure of reality, philosophizing about everything metaphysical, and grounding the woo. If you resonated with or are triggered by this episode, it would mean the universe to me if you rated and reviewed this on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Now, I invite you to tune out, drop in, and immerse yourself in the magic of this present listening moment. Sat Nam. Hello, Marin here. Welcome back to another episode of the Modern Magic Podcast. Some updates with me are that I am now offering my Meet the Moon webinar. I did it once, I refined it, and the Meet the Moon webinar is now available multiple times. I am offering it for you to join us in meeting the moon. So this is a 1 hour action-packed webinar on the natal moon and also the transiting moon to learn about what the moon is on its own, how to apply it in your own natal chart, and what it means with manifestations throughout the month in working alongside it. So if you would like to meet the moon, check out the webinar that will be linked below. So that is out of the way, along with my usual Astrology Academy course is linked, as well as my Actually Learning Astrology webinar, which is a webinar to get you started in learning astrology if you are new and want to dip your toe into beginning to accumulate astro knowledge. And this episode is one that I have been excited about making for a while, because being productive in a healthy way, you know, being, having a cycle of creation, is another way to put it, has been something that has been kind of a skill throughout my life. I'm really good at getting shit done. And part of that has been just innately the way I interact in the world. And part of that has been being put in positions that have forced me to get my shit together really quickly and have that be a pattern in my life. So today's episode is the audio version of a full video that I will link below, as always, on how to be productive while working at home, especially. And this is very relatable if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a student, or if you are simply someone who is looking to get their life together. I think my tips are very helpful, and I would love to hear your tips. So let me know. You can email me or DM me or comment on the YouTube. If you have any of your own tips or any of your own questions, I want to hear from you about these things, which are so foundational to how I get shit done. So enjoy the episode and may you be productive. Most productive person they know, and I may have to agree with them. A lot of people's lessons in life are around getting up off their ass and doing things. I happen to be learning how to not kill myself around doing everything. So I think that some of my guidance can help some of you who are learning to be more productive, and it can also help those of you who are fellow productivity junkies get a few more ideas. Hi, I'm Marin. Like I said, I am an astrologer, I'm an author, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a current student, and I like to provide practical guidance with the tips that I share and the lifestyle that I lead. So this is really going to be a more tactile, less spiritual, astrological video, and a more, you know, what do I actually do on a day-to-day basis. Planning this was actually somewhat difficult because I had to scrutinize what I'm already used to doing, but I have come up with 10 tips that I do think are foundational to my routine and the way I live my life. Some of them are more specific things that you can implement, and some are more things for you to ponder and consider when leading your day-to-day life. So if during this you have any questions or want one or more of these hashed out, maybe in a separate video or in an Instagram post or something, comment down below. I do read everything that you say, and if you'd like anything, you know, addressed and answered, let me know. So we're gonna start out with square one on the first thing, sleep. Personally, I have had a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. sleep routine since like literally middle school. I've never been someone that's really struggled with planning sleep or getting sleep, and I have noticed that makes a huge difference. Since an early age, it's made a huge difference in my productivity. It's kind of funny because the moon in astrology often relates to our self-care and like our sleep schedule, and I have a really beautifully placed Libra moon. It's like out of the line of fire of really other gnarly things in my chart is just kind of sitting there beautifully. And so among the other challenges, sleep is not one of them in my life. Basically, you cannot expect an optimal vessel if you're running from an energetic deficit. Some people can function with less sleep than others. You know, some people can get 4 hours and kind of catnap their way through the day. Personally, if I have even one night where it's not the same quality or amount of sleep as usual, like sometimes when there's crazy things going on with the moon, I can expect there to be some fairly sleepless nights. Pretty rare. I'm pretty good about sleep being very, very dependable, but it makes a huge difference in me the next day. And to this day, I mean, not that I have the opportunity, but there's never a party that is worth giving up my 6 a.m. meditation for. Like, never has there been a time where I'm glad I stayed out. And I'm mentioning this first because you need to have your hierarchy of needs down before you can expect to be a productive badass. Like, you have to get square one settled. So get your literal body in check, and then we can go to the tech tips. Your creativity and just focus will skyrocket if you actually are used to getting enough sleep. And I love my coffee. If you see my What I Eat in a Days, I love my La Colombe cold brew every morning. But that's not what powers me through the day or makes up for my sleep. It's just a little cherry on top. And I'm not really, like, that responsive to caffeine, I think. Okay, number two is food. Another really basic hierarchy of needs that is an obvious one, but we need to address it. If you don't have your nutrition and just your eating schedule in check, that's a recipe for disaster. And another point, same thing as with sleep, some people can get away with more bullshit in this than others. I've always eaten pretty healthy as soon as I could provide for myself. I knew I felt better healthy eating. You can watch my vegan journey video, you know, down below if you want a little rundown of, like, my journey to being vegan for 5.5 years plus now and really thriving on it. But even when I wasn't necessarily as aware of, like, nutrition, I was still eating, like, pretty healthy. But I was, like, eating out more. Like, I was in middle school and high school, so I was eating, like, school lunches, and I didn't always know what was in those. Personally, I could get away with eating just about anything and not feeling that big of a difference. Sometimes I joke around and say that I could be eating, like, straight steel or straight gluten, and it would just, like, I'd be, like, whatever. But if you don't have a consistent baseline that you, like, sometimes differ away from, like, you need that consistent baseline to expect your body and your productivity to be on par. But yeah, you can watch my vegan journey video. I will link it down below. I highly recommend you do if you're not familiar with the health benefits and the argument for a plant-based diet. It was logic and research and looking at evidence that convinced me to go vegan in the first place. And so if you are looking to get your diet and lifestyle in check and aren't familiar with that, check it out down below. And also I recommend nutritionfacts.org and the documentary The Game Changers. I'm also prepared in terms of my eating and my food schedule and what I have in my fridge and in my kitchen. I don't meal prep, but I do prep ingredients. For example, I always have bulk beans and grains like rice or quinoa and always available in my fridge. I make a big batch for the week or so and I just save it. I don't meal prep in Tupperware or anything because I don't need to, and that's kind of depressing. I just plan out having general meals with enough ingredients available to pick and choose from. So I know that I'm going to be having curry some nights. I want to have enough veggies to make sure I can do that kind of thing. I'm just getting out my pre-made bulk beans and grains for, like, lunches, and then for dinners I'm getting out, like, my grains and then cutting and chopping and doing whatever I need to do in around 20 minutes for each meal, which I don't mind doing because it's kind of like a meditation for me. I enjoy that small amount of time for every meal preparing. And if you are looking to get your nutrition prepared and on par, you could look into, like, meal delivery or food prep services. I don't feel the need to do that. I don't need to do that, but if you really, like, aren't someone who's gonna fuck with it, then you might want to look into it. For breakfast, I often have things like overnight oats pre-made that I just put toppings on in the morning, or I have always have vegan sourdough toast in my freezer, and I just throw in a piece in my toaster or my air fryer because I don't have a toaster, and I have that super low maintenance breakfast always. Once you get into a routine of nutritious meals that are really low maintenance, you will thrive and you'll just be more productive. Basically, get your sleep, get your nutrition down, and then you can add on the cherries on top. My third tip is a consistent scheduling schedule. You should be on top of getting used to getting on top of things. And you should realize what works for you. Like, if you don't know how scheduling works for you, then you should be testing things out until you come to a system that works. And for me, that is a bullet journal. Making my own weekly planner layout is really fun for me. Like, I do have my iCal with my links and everything set up on my computer, but I also have my bullet journal where I can move things and I can write in how I want things to look in my schedule. Every Saturday, I plan for the week ahead and I format that out, both on a weekly basis and a daily basis. For each day, I have my tasks on one side and then my prompts to my morning routine, calls to action on the other side. I do three things I feel appreciation for, three goals I have, and that helps me figure out what are my three non-negotiables, especially when I have a to-do list that's piling up. I pick three things that, like, I have to do that day. I have my intention for the day, and then my affirmation for the day. And at night, after my evening routine, I fill in the bottom sections of three wins and three opportunities for growth that I have that day. So find a way of building your schedule that consistently you can build into your schedule, that you're used to planning. Like, you don't want to be planning always. You want to have a time that is bulk scheduling. And also orient your day, like schedule your schedule around how you operate best. I'm most creative in the morning, so I front load a lot of my more intellectually or creatively demanding tasks. Specifically, like, before I've eaten anything, right after my workout, like, I work out, I shower, and I sit down and do whatever I need to be really clear-headed for. I feel that, like, before I've eaten anything is when I feel the most creatively stimulated, and I know a lot of people have said that, and that's kind of how I wrote all my books, was, like, first thing I would get that, and then I would eat breakfast. That's kind of my, like, routine, is, like, creativity, and then once we're done with that, we eat. I leave my more monotonous or, like, task-busy things for the afternoons, like watching courses or lectures for my grad school, or even that's when I used to see clients always was afternoons, because I would be more grounded and more able to be, like, receptive rather than go, go, go. I usually have some more energy and lightness back up in the early evenings, which is when I'll do anything else like content creation or just brainstorming for the next day or, like, getting ahead. But once you do really have your sleep and your nutrition in check, you can then see what your own clock does best with on a scheduling basis. The fourth tip I have to mention is a big one, and that is meditation. I cannot stress enough the importance of a morning meditation practice especially, and ever since implementing that as soon as I basically got to college, it's changed my life. My first year, I actually used to meditate underneath my, like, lifted twin bed in my dorm so that my roommate, he would be asleep when I woke up at 6 a.m., like, wouldn't hear me or see me meditating in silence every morning. But basically, connecting with yourself first thing in the morning, tuning into what's coming up for you and setting a vibrational standard is incredibly important. You want to create a container for your day to fall into. You do not want to be tossed around by your day. Like, we all know what it's like to wake up in a panic or on the wrong side of the bed and have the complete next 24 hours out of whack. Even if your day doesn't go according to plan, having a basis for your mood and your vibration and just to be settled, it makes a huge difference in navigating that. For me, I wake up, I pee, I brush my teeth, I drink some water, and then I sit down on my little meditation Zafu cushion, and for about 10 to 20 minutes, I don't time it, I am sitting there, you know, meditating, starting the day. I don't use a guided meditation or a mantra or anything like that. I don't use guided meditations because I've been doing this for so long, or not so long, I mean, I'm fairly young, but I've had a practice for long enough to where I prefer doing it on my own. And right now I'm not upholding a mantra meditation. So it's just me sitting in silence. But if you are new to the practice, I do recommend that you start out with some guided meditations to understand where you might want to lead your mind or how to empty the mind, if that's the form of the practice that you're doing. YouTube has so many free guided meditations. And you might also look into moving meditations if you are someone that looks more to it, that kind of meditation. But if you don't have a morning routine or one that includes meditation, I say that you should get on that stat. The fifth thing that I always do for productivity that I think is more of a tip and like a hack rather than a set practice is getting in the habit of doing the things you don't want to do as soon as you know that you need to do them. It's more of a habit of making the micro decision to do the shitty work as soon as you know that you have to get that out of the way. Like, just fucking do it and make that a habit. For example, if I need to email someone or pay a bill or fill out anything that's really tedious, I'm gonna stop what I'm doing unless I'm, like, in the middle of something and do that straight away. That's a really, really big thing that I've been doing for years now, and it's just really what I'm used to. Like, I do not I, as a lifestyle, I do not procrastinate. Actually, I can do this so well that sometimes I inverse procrastinate. Like, if I know that I have a paper coming up and right then and there I have the idea, I'm just gonna sit down and knock it out, and then I'll forget to, like, turn in the paper when it's due because I've done it a month ahead of time. But again, in general, it's great to get on top of your life instead of having life throw you around. So respond to the email, pay the bill, get on top of whatever you need to do in that moment, or have a notes app, like in the notes on your phone, put that down so that when you are not in the middle of something, you can do it. Not as a way to procrastinate, but sometimes I do have to put in my notes, you know, to address something when I'm not with a client or something. The sixth hack that I have that is so, so important, I actually live my life by this and I speak about this all the time with friends, is mega batching. This is my favorite tip, I think, and my most useful one overall. I've heard plenty of people talk about batching tasks, but I think that this takes it to the next level. In mega batching, you are doing everything in a certain category all at once, like answering all your emails at once or planning all your content at once. I plan entire days around one kind of energy or overall task, and I stick to that. I film all of my content for TikTok and YouTube 2 to 3 days out of the week. I get ready and I film nonstop. And then the other days I'm either scripting or planning content, I'm doing coursework, I am doing written, you know, back end things. I have 3 days where, you know, I turn it on, I do it, and then the other days I'm mega batching other tasks. I do all my filming of 2 to 3 days a week. It's kind of cyclical, so since it's 7 days, it kind of depends on the week, usually 3 days a week. I have days where I plan all my content for the upcoming week. I sit down, I write my newsletter, my content, my YouTube scripts, like I just sit down and do it. And then I have days now where it's just for schoolwork, where I can get in the mode of discussing with like my peers online and doing my classwork all in that day. It means that I can zone in on one sort of energetic vibration and uphold that without interruption for that day. And obviously some things like writing a huge research paper are going to take one paragraph per day, but in general, you know, you can mega batch your day around the big things you need to get done. The amount of times that you pivot in a day take a toll on the momentum that you have behind that. And often I know what days I'm mega batching what on based on the planetary days scheme. Certain days are better for certain things, and I have a full video on planetary days and how each day of the week is named after a planet and corresponds to a planetary energy. It really actually ties into my productivity because, for example, like Wednesdays are my day for answering astrology questions and often filming or doing anything communication based, and Wednesday is ruled by the planet Mercury of communication. Saturdays are Saturn's day, the Sirius planet of boundaries and like limitation and kind of like, I don't know, the solemnness, the sorrow of life. And so Saturdays are my big prep day of getting on top of things. It works out really well. Tip number 7 is to get honest about your zone of genius. Consider delegating what tasks don't fall within that. For example, video editing is not my zone of genius. I had been using Premiere for years. I was getting by, but it was taking a toll because I'm not efficient. I don't have a background or a passion for video editing. And so I outsourced to the lovely Jackie, who does a much better and much more efficient job than I do. I do it for smaller things still, like my podcast video episodes that don't take any editing. I just put it into Premiere, change some lighting settings, add my thumbnail, and like that's it. But for the vast majority of YouTube content, I'm outsourcing it. And that's why you've probably seen my content on here look a lot better in the past few months, because I'm now getting someone whose zone of genius is that, and that wasn't mine. And I understand that being a human being necessitates that we have to do some tasks that aren't, you know, our zone of genius. It's not worth it for me to hire someone to live with me and open all cans, even though I'm very inept at opening things. But for really large scale important tasks, it is a waste of my energy to do that myself, whereas I could expend less energy paying someone for that. And bringing on team members as someone who, like, I want to do everything myself because I think I can do it better as a Virgo, that's in my head, but I can't do everything better because it's not my zone of genius. I can do my zone of genius best. I needed to outsource, and that was like a big step for me to start delegating, but I can do so much better what I do best when I'm not doing what I don't do best. So, I mean, I know that in some situations, you know, if you're young, if you're like 16, it's not like you have like team members necessarily behind you that you can delegate to, but keeping that in mind as you do get older and if you are in a position of being like an entrepreneur, that's a big one. Number 8 is to have a conducive environment for your productivity to work with. Take the time to create and set up an environment that promotes focus. I love candles. Right now I'm obsessed with this company, Flypaper Products. I think their scents are amazing. So they're on Etsy. I will link them down below as well. I've always been a candle person. Like, I just love candles and scents. And my apartment is very well situated for working in the living room over there. I have my desk set up and then I have my bedroom in here. And I think, as we know, it's important to have like our sleeping quarters, our bed separate from where we work. If you didn't know that, it's very like well proven and documented. You want your bed for sleeping and then your desk and whatever for working. So have a work, you know, desk area, whether it's a dining room table or a little corner of your where you live, and make that into a little safe space for you to work, whether that is with candles or essential oils, or if you're a plant person. I'm not, but I know a lot of people like to have plants when they work. That'll allow you to more enjoyably commit to your commitments, you know, make some tea, set it up, very important. Number 9 is to schedule in every task, even if it's not super important. and even if it isn't work. I schedule in things like responding to DMs, which I don't really do that much anymore because it's an energetic overload, so if you need me, email me, but I schedule in email assignment, I schedule in if I need to talk to a friend and it's like not a daily thing, I schedule that in. That way I'm not overwhelmed or trying to remember to do something, like I'm covering all my bases. I don't always mark this as a certain time in my schedule, but I do have it as something I need to get done. And it feels accomplished to complete things as you go, even if it's smaller tasks. And I know that this is definitely more intense, and this is more useful if, like me, you have so much to do that you can't remember it all. Like, there was a point in my life, I remember, like, when I was a teenager, where teachers would be like, please email me, I'm not gonna remember it. And I'm like, I remember fucking everything. But it's like, once you get to a point where you have so many different things going on, like, I have school, I have content creation, I have business back end and, like, planning and things like that, where I can't have so many strategies going on, I need to have it laid out. And so I have tasks diligized, created for each one, each thing I need to do. And the more that you do expand and grow your reach, the more that you're going to need to schedule in things like just self-care time. Like, it doesn't mean that it's a chore, it just means that I have it blocked off. And I think that's important, to block off things that you need to get done, whether or not it's work. And number 10, I think, is the most mantric philosophical thing I'm going to say, that I say a lot when people ask me for just one thing about productivity that I can offer. And that is, it's not about becoming productive or becoming motivated. It's about removing what is blocking you from becoming productive or becoming motivating. Gonna say that again. It is not about becoming motivated. It is about removing what is preventing you from being motivated. Humans are innately alive, creative beings in nature. If you are finding yourself constantly not motivated to produce something that's exciting to you, or you just literally in your life have not found something that feels exciting for you to be motivated towards creating, that's a signal that your environment or the way that you're living your life is not aligned with reality. This could mean that, I mean, I know for me, I wasn't born into an environment that was conducive for that. So there was a certain amount of waiting until I was old enough to move away. But for a lot of people, you will find that as adults, you don't have that excitement, and that's a signal that you are not in the environment that's conducive for you. And I understand that not living the Instagram picturesque nomadic dream life can seem nihilistic, but that doesn't mean that here and now you can't make small steps to make your environment better. If we're ever in a state of pain, which pain is the absence of being at pleasure with what we're creating. So if you're in pain over not feeling motivated or productive, that's a signal that there's a certain lack of alignment with your reality. Here and now, we can always take small steps towards bettering that. You can start putting small amounts of money aside to move out or leave a situation. You can acknowledge that a certain routine or sleep schedule just isn't supporting you. Pain is a signal that we're out of alignment with reality. So if you're pained with the certain things or certain amount of things that you're doing on a daily basis, it's a signal to change that. And with that, there is no secret to being productive or being a productive person and identifying with that. There is just removing the bullshit that blocks you from being aligned in basic human nature to create. If you enjoyed this and you would like to learn astrology with me, do check out my webinars and courses below. But otherwise, make sure that you like, subscribe, and comment something you learned in this video or something you want further explained or any productivity tips that you have for everyone. I would love to create a big forum, a big thread in the comment section about productivity. Love it. If you got something from this episode and you feel more productive, more aligned, more motivated, I would love it if you channeled that into a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps out. And if you send me, if you email me a picture of the review, I will send you my free Astro Basics workbook to send you off reuniting and learning astrology and really nailing down some basic concepts. So if you want to write that review, would be so appreciated on my end, and I will get back to you with a little freebie. Otherwise, courses, as always, are down below, and there are so many exciting things in the works that are having the kinks ironed out on the back end. I have my new site up and out soon, so if you want to look at my new site, it is so shiny and just so cool. So many cool things with me, many things in the works, still in the weeds with some things. But as always, doing all the content on TikTok, posting all the things on Instagram, and making all the YouTube videos, all for you guys to learn and come into contact with the stars. Anyway, as always, you know where to find me. You know I am teaching all the time, so learn with me. See you in the next one. Satnam.